Item number 13 is the update from the county exec's office and report on board seat vacancies, current and future.
All righty, somewhat related, and good morning to you, Shanika.
Good morning, Madam Chair and board members. So really the update that I have as it relates to board vacancies, I have been on all morning and have heard all of the discussions going on as it relates. So really the one vacancy that we still have to fill is for the legal expert role. So an individual with legal expertise. So as we have been talking about what the bylaws and the state legislature says, it says Milwaukee County Executive shall solicit suggestions from organizations including the Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee, Legal Action of Wisconsin, Community Justice Council, and Disability Rights Wisconsin for at least four individuals who have legal expertise specializing in emergency detention regulatory requirements, including policies, procedures, provider responsibility, and patient rights. So, since Walter Lanier has indicated that he would like to step down from the board as soon as an appropriate replacement has been identified, we have been working really hard to find someone. This is a very, very tough position to fill. And to be honest with you, I haven't gotten a lot of feedback after much reaching out to those four organizations that should be making suggestions. We thought we had a individual identified. Actually, Mary Neubauer, I think you know Brock. We thought he would be perfect for the position, but he just does not have the time, and so he respectfully declined. You all say you want to work with us. If you guys know anybody who can help us fulfill this role, we would greatly appreciate it. We too want to work with you. So that's really where we are. We're really struggling. And I know that there had been, you know, some people upset with the length of time that it's taken to fulfill roles, you know. There has been challenges to individuals. So, I mean, we're doing our best. We want to work with you too. And that's just where we are today.
Yes. Shanika, thank you. And
absolutely.
I think we have to remember to give each other the benefit of the doubt. This is a unicorn we're trying to fill, right? But thank you so much for that update. Questions from the board?
Yeah, I don't think the board has really gotten itself organized as a helpful resource here on this whole question. And I think part of the reason the governance committee wasn't quite sure whether, you know, we had a role here. But I think we do have a role here, and we have a lot of people with connections in the community that can help, and they're not being activated in support of this process. So I think if the governance committee could get organized around, you know, we have a vacancy, we need candidates, we need to surface a list of possibilities and assist in this process. I that's all we're trying to do here. We have political leverage in the board that may be unique and that could be quite helpful, but our effort isn't very well organized, I don't think. Some people are reaching out. Others are not doing anything, only because we haven't had a call to action that's organized. Yeah. So I think we could be more helpful. I've always thought that. And some people are. And some people aren't because they haven't been asked.
Thank you. And I do want to commend you all for the quick turnaround and recommendation for the replacement for Dr. Stevens. So I have seen some, collaboration as it relates, but then for others, we haven't been as successful.
Yes, true. Shirley?
Very quickly, would it be appropriate if I reached out to Legal Aid and possibly Marquette Law School? Or do we want a seasoned, if you will, law professional?
I think the challenge is not only a legal professional, but also someone that has experience and has worked with individuals with mental health issues.
Okay.
Which is a very unique niche.
Yes, it is. That it is. But I think what Tom said is very important with regards to, you know, there has not been an organized kind of process to, you know, everybody knows it needs to happen, but like who's taking the lead on that, right? So I don't know the answer except to say, you know, maybe that's a discussion at governance or, you know, just more informal discussions. But I know we have Karen Tidwell.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to say, so I'm Deputy Corporation Counsel, Karen Tidwell, with the Office of Corporation Counsel, sitting in for Al Polin today. I just was going to offer our, you know, networks to help you all find somebody in the legal space. I know Rock really well, and he's fantastic. I've worked with him for years, so he would have been a great option. But just putting it out there that I can kind of, you know, put my feelers out as well. So if there's some description of the, well, you want an attorney that has experience in the mental health area.
And I can send you the all of the information.
Great. So we'll help and refer any suggestions to all of you. That's all. Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you so much.
You know, and I think a regular Shanika's regular appearance at the governance committee meeting would help with this. In other words, if there's a need for a call to action, we should know about it at the governance committee level. Shanika's got a need. We need some outreach. It needs to be aggressive. It needs to be quick, helpful, and maybe a regular appearance of Shanika at the governance committee to use it appropriately to recruit candidates is part of the solution here.
So we can extend that invitation as a standing invitation, yes, to governance?
Yeah,
extend it and I will show up as needed and as my calendar allows, definitely, especially when we have vacancies and needs to collaborate, absolutely.
Okay.
Appreciate that, Shanika. Thank you. Do we have any other questions for Shanika? All right. Shanika, thank you for your time and your efforts.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great rest of your meeting. Thank you.
Oh, you too.